Got death water in your bag?
Yeah. What else would I put in the death water bag than death water?
I mean, I'm just making sure. You said.
Beer comes soon.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You said before you wanted something else before we started tonight. So.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get there.
You're gonna get
fucking,
there.
I feel I'm sweating from that game. All the rage games. Like I'm just. it's like a workout before the podcast, man. It just gets me. Oh.
Oh. Anyways.
Start. Should we? Shake it off, get to it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of What the Wednesday. This is episode number 40. I told myself last week I was going to look at
Were you not counting? 43?
44?
I'm gonna look at the YouTube?
You know, yeah, you need to look at the YouTube right now. It's episode 43 or 44. I don't even know what episode we're on. I'll find out when I actually make the title for the video. But...
we're on top of things.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I'm here with my host... Dusty, the game hopper across the screen from me. My name is Chris, a.k.a. Quali Czar. Dusty, how's your week going, man? Let's start off. How was your week, dude?
It's been something. It's been busy. You know, obviously the Monday through Friday life has changed for me drastically since started working 2 weeks ago. So I feel like I'm used to it now, though. You know, I'm waking up, no problem. I'm not sitting here dragging through the days. And it's been nice. That it's just like bang, 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 work stream, work stream, work stream, weekends, enjoy yourself, rinse, repeat. So it's been good. It's been a good adjustment and I'm happy with it. So
yeah, welcome. Yeah, it's almost welcome, my side of the house. Yeah, welcome. You know, you do your thing, you get up in the morning, you go to work, you stream all day, or no, you work all day, stream all night,
yeah,
work all day, you know, et cetera. Rinse and repeat, right?
It's great though.
Once your body gets accustomed to it.
43.
Sleep is for the...
We're on 43.
We're on 43 tonight. Yeah. All right. By the way, dude, I am... The microphone sounds fabulous. It's great. Yeah.
Like I said, the biggest difference at the end of the day is going to be me screaming, which seems... Everybody says, yeah, the fact that it clip guards the screams, and it's taken care of that well, so...
Yeah, that's... I mean...
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, that's going to be... That's a huge feature... for those who don't know, Game Hopper, he just acquired his Wave XLR, the new product that came out from Elgato. Released at the end of July, right? So it's a fabulous product. For those of you who are looking for a new XLR interface and don't have one yet, honestly, at $160 and change, it's honestly a great price, single port XLR, you know, setup. It's to me, honestly, it's probably the best setup you can get if you only need one microphone. But, I mean, just being hands down realistic with all the features it comes from, with the sub mixes like you're able to use with the different output sources and stuff, it's fabulous.
Yeah, no, and being somebody like myself who's not super knowledgeable about, you know, the really high end mixing boards and things like that, where you've got, you know, 100 knobs staring at you and I don't even know what one of them would do. This is just a nice, simple knob, you know, straightforward, easy to use, plug and play. And it really does let you step up your audio game just enough to, you know, really, really seem like you're somewhat of a professional, I guess.
Topics for this week we're looking at. Creators pushing for more revenue share. Hate raids, a big topic. I'm actually titled tonight.
Hate raids?
Yes, I'm actually titled tonight. Twitch needs to do more. Yes, it's a big movement right now. We'll talk about
it.
Twitch actually made an announcement for more information on account suspensions. And Twitch announced, I think it was today, that they're banning links and referral codes to gambling sites.
Really?
It's finally happening. But let's get there. Let's get moving. Let's get started.
Uneducated.
The big thing I want to start with tonight, and just jumping right in, this big creator push today, it's been driven by, I don't want to call them, because they're partners, right? If you're a partner, you're already technically like in the 1% of Twitch, right? You're already up there.
The elite, for sure.
So I don't want to call them low-level partners, because that's not the word I'm looking for, because that demeans them, right? And I don't mean for that to be the case, but there's a big push right now for this big 70-30 split or more revenue share or partners reaching out and saying, hey, we're not making enough money. What's going on? Why can't we get more revenue share? Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's something that it's a hot topic, right? It's about money. Of course, it's going to be a hot topic. But I think it comes at a really weird time, right? We just had all this discussion about ad revenue and how Twitch isn't making enough. And then you just had this video. And here's what I think is weird. You just had this video from Harris about the 70-30 split being a real thing.
Yeah.
It's one of those like
called arms almost.
Yeah. And and it was almost like he gave fuel, or he gave ammunition, you know, for these streamers to be aware that they're not making enough, or they're not making as much as some others. Right. It's always been a rumored thing. It's always been an understood thing, but I don't think it has been clearly written in the rules. Here's how you get there.
How? Like, and I mean, I guess, it's nice that the information's out there now. It's sad that he honestly had to drop his own partnership to be able to go past that NDA that everybody signs when they do get their Twitch partnership. But I honestly was shocked that that wasn't really a norm for like the partners. You hear about it from some people, so you just figure that's the way it was with everyone. So I'm really curious what partners and at what levels they were at and still maybe only pushing, you know, 60-40 and those kind of numbers.
Yeah, but even 60-40, like, again, starting partners even still make the 50-50. There's no benefit, right? Like,
really?
Starting partners still get the
50-50. Nothing at all. That's
you have to do something. Like, you have to get tier one to get that 60-40, and then you get tier two to get that 70-30. Like, there's no gain. I mean, you're just basically getting the level added to your title, right? You're getting the check mark, per se, right?
Yeah.
And the big claim is that the YouTube thing, right? Well, YouTube gives 70-30. Well, Facebook is given 100%. Well, Patreon gives, I think Patreon's like 80-20 or something, right? Like, Patreon's a big number.
Yeah, 85-15, you know? Something.
And
really closer,
it's all these things where you're seeing more, right? More revenue share in other platforms. But I think a lot of that has to do with there's not as many creators. Two, there's not as much revenue going around.
Yeah, no, like at the end of the day, it's one of those things that Twitch is always able to get away with is, oh, well, we have the numbers. And they're not wrong. And as long as that's not close to changing, I think it still does put a lot more power in Twitch's court as far as what they're allowed to get away with, as far as their splits with the content creators. Until there's really somebody closer to unseating them from that number one spot.
Right. It's going to be interesting because I've been getting in kind of, there's been one person on Twitter that's been kind of, at least that I've seen, and maybe it's because I've gone to her page a couple of times, but her tweets keep feeding into my feed.
Oh yeah.
Right. Her tweets keep showing up on my feed now. And maybe it's just got something related to that algorithm, but to me it looks like she's championing the movement. She's getting huge amounts of retweets, she's getting huge comments and likes and etc. right, about this, you know, about this movement. And it's something that we've talked about it in the past couple of weeks when we've talked about ad revenue and what Twitch needs to do to make more money before they can even consider the fact that, you know, before they can even consider the fact that they could give people more money, right? First off, ad revenue's not making its targets, so they're not making as much money as they'd like. The number of streamers that are not making any money, but they're costing Twitch money, is continuing to increase on a daily basis. And they just did this sub-pricing overhaul, right, to drive prices lower so more people could subscribe.
Apparently, Twitch isn't being good about following up with content creators on that who are losing revenue, too. So I know I've heard some of an uproar on some of the subreddits and stuff like that.
That's not been out for I guess Europe's already been out for a month now with that change, huh?
Yeah.
Some of those countries, huh? I don't know. Yeah, and it's, I don't know how Twitch said that. I don't know how Twitch said they were going to handle it. If it was going to be quarterly, monthly, annually, what, like, however they were going to do that compensation. But that's a good point. You know, I really think there's do I believe that more revenue share is a good thing for a content creator? Sure. But at the same time, I mean, we've talked about this. I have chose to not cancel my affiliate status so that Twitch can make ad revenue. So that Twitch can make ad revenue on my channel, right? Like, just because I would feel morally wrong to stream at a cost to the platform.
Oh, yeah.
Without them having a way to generate revenue off of me.
Yeah, I'm not sitting here trying to mooch.
Right. And the only way we're going to see this is, you know, we've talked about this kind of in the past. The only way we're going to see something like this is if Twitch could find a way to monetize on non-affiliate channels. Right. But I don't know how that works. I don't know how they can do that.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how they can do that. And then if Twitch can, you know, do advertising for subscribers or something along that line. Right. Like that's the other thing.
Yeah,
like,
no.
The lack of Twitch advertisements, Twitch Turbo, right? Like, I love the concept of Twitch Turbo. They need to kill it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be curious to see the numbers, like how many people actually subscribe for that service.
It's probably more than you'd think.
And then compared to... And then, because even, again, the ads are only running for people going to channels that they're not subscribed to.
And that's... Right. Right, yeah. But... So Twitch Turbo allows
and
you
that's
to
for any channel
right.
whatsoever.
Twitch yeah. Turbo, you get no advertisements at all. So you're telling me that somebody who watches a lot of channels, so they're going to invest in Twitch Turbo. Twitch is giving them an opportunity to pay less to not watch ads on those channels. Instead, they could buy two subscriptions or whatever, or three subscriptions, right? Like, again, I understand Twitch is doing this. That's one of those things that, you know, I've had this mindset that everything Twitch does is out to make money. And that is true, but they've done a lot of things to give away money in the past. And I think that's why it's going to this point now, right? Twitch Turbo, Prime subs. Prime subs are a big one too.
Yeah, that's an ad revenue thing.
Amazon's giving them $6 or whatever it is, $5. You know, they're not actually, I don't think they actually see that revenue. Like, does Twitch actually
especially because if you do it over the life of your, you know, your Amazon Prime sub, which is, you know, it's a year that you pay $120 for, and say you do the Twitch sub every month for the whole year, that's what, $72? If we're saying $6 is an average, that's almost the cost of the Amazon Prime subscription right there that they're just giving back to people.
Exactly.
And that's the reason. I know people always say they want to see it. They would love to see their Prime subs be able to be renewed on just without having to click anything. But they do that. So there are those months that they can keep that money in their pocket.
You forget to hit it.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
They'd be bleeding cash if people could set those up on auto renew.
I mean, people do it pretty religiously anyways. Like, if it's a channel you go to, in my opinion, if it's a channel you go to often, I don't do this, and I don't know why now that I think about it. You should Prime sub to that channel anyways, because it's going to remind you your subscription's running out. Please resub. And then if it's a channel that you just like to go to every once in a while, then you should hit them up with a real sub, because then if you forget, you forget, and you just kind of say, whoop, okay, you know, kind of thing. I guess there's not a way to turn off auto renew automatically, though, is there? Like, you have to go into each subscription and say, do not renew my sub. So I guess that's a downside to that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, again, though, in the world we live nowadays, it's so easy to just, you know, one click and be subscribed to things that we all know better. We should all know to look and check the monthlies and... You know, and if not, you know, it's your money. Sorry you decided to make that decision.
Spotify got me. Spotify got me. Don't worry. They were like, six months free Spotify. Then I started using it, and I'm like, oh, man, this is too good to give up. Now I'm paying the $11. Screw it, you know?
The worst ones, man, are like the week free trial, and they hit you for an annual right afterwards, and you forget. Like, well, you know, I guess I'm stuck with this now.
But yeah, so this concept of getting a 70-30 split, it's realistic, right? Like, a lot of people come out and they say, oh, well, you guys make so much money as it is. You partners are out here making, you know, $5,000 a month, which nobody's going to say that's not good money. Nobody's going to say that's not good money. But one thing a lot of people don't realize, you're not paying taxes on that, right? That's cash. You're not paying taxes on that. And you're not paying for medical insurance. You're not paying for, you know, dental, vision, all these benefits and stuff. Those are all things that you have to get on the side, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to be paying it out anyway. So, you're making $5,000 a month, but realistically, you're maybe making, you know, $4,000, $3,500, you know, whatever it is, right? Which, again, still good money, but raising a family on that or something like that is still difficult, right? It can still be difficult. You know, it's not this glorious, like, oh, I'm making $5,000 a month. I'm driving a Bentley now. You know what I mean? Like, you still have to make smart decisions. You still have to go live every day. You still have to work for it. You know, it's one of those things that I don't know.
No, a lot of people, when they see the splits and the ads and things like that, and it's like, well, what is Twitch doing for me to earn that money? And they forget the simple fact of they provide the platform. They give us the connection to these millions and millions and millions of people that if you just had your own little website somewhere and you loaded up a live video every day, nobody's going to find you. Like, they give this platform to us and we use it, and a lot of people don't appreciate it. Same thing, in my opinion, I pay for the subscription service for Streamlabs, because otherwise that's another service provided to me at no cost that allows me to do all these amazing things. So I'm grateful to give money back to them for what they're offering to me. So a lot of times we just take stuff for granted. We want everything to be free, you know, and if it's, you know, we scream at $5 a month, we panic about it when, you know, really at the end of the day, you're getting your money's worth, even if you're paying Twitch, you know, $100 a month to use their service when you're making $5,000 and stuff like that. So,
yeah, on that same front, though, there's been a lot of discussion right now about, again, pushing, you know, content creators are starting to say, well, if Twitch isn't going to give me 70% of the revenue, then I'm going to start pushing donations. I'm going to start pushing bits, right? I'm going to try to go away from subscriptions. And Zach Busey, Bussy? I don't know how you say
it. I never get it right
name.
Either. Yeah. Yeah.
He has a, he just put out a blog post. Imagine that. Blogs still exist, apparently. Wow. He put out a blog post where he actually breaks down and he says, if you average X number of subscriptions a month, you would be better off buying Twitch Turbo to get no ads and then donating X amount of dollars to each of those streamers or something like that. And he breaks it down dollar for dollar. You'd be better off doing, if you were to buy this many bits with that amount of money, you'd get to be able to donate this much to the different streamers and stuff like that. Like, it's a really, really cool breakdown as far as that's concerned to show, you know, how to best monetize for your favorite streamers, right?
This is supporting the streamer, you're saying.
Right, right.
Okay.
What's the best way to support the streamer? But again, we go using that approach. If everybody were to turn around and use that approach today, let's be honest. If everybody were to turn around and use that approach today, Twitch would go bankrupt in a month. Twitch would go bankrupt. There is no way
to see how it would affect their bottom line, for sure.
There is no way Twitch would be able to pay its bills if every viewer bought Twitch Turbo. It just wouldn't happen. Ad revenue would go through the floor. It would be gone. Like, it would disappear.
Yeah, I think we often underestimate how much money is actually made from advertising. I mean, it's created the Goliath that is Google. So,
to share some of my revenue information from YouTube alone, right? And I know it's not the same. I know it's not the same, right?
Let's hear about the Bentley you're buying.
No, it's not Buku Bucks. It's not Buku Bucks, but it's just to show you how silly the Twitch Prime is, right? Or the Twitch Turbo, because in 10 days, right? In 10 days, I've gotten X number of views. It's probably, you know, 10,000 views in 10 days on videos, we'll say. So, 1,000 views a day. I've made $15 on advertisement.
Woo!
It's not huge money, but the point of that is, the point of that is I have now paid for Twitch Turbo in 10 days worth of content from advertisements. So, if you have everybody buying Twitch Turbo, they're basically, you're losing 20 days worth of advertisement revenue. Right, in theory, is what I'm getting at, right? Like, you're losing 20 entire days worth of ad revenue from one viewer stacked over millions of viewers over the course of the month, right?
Yeah.
So there's so much out there that I think that people as streamers are just wanting more. Inflation's happening. The US economy is kind of all over the place. Things are getting more expensive. It's happening, right?
Yeah.
And so people want more money. And when you come from a platform like Twitch, you can't go negotiate your raise. Every year, you don't go negotiate a raise for a contract, right? Like, you don't say, hey, my annual salary was this last year. I would like more, please. And then go to a new business. You can't do that, right? Like, it doesn't work that way.
You can try, see what happens. But no, I actually, like, it makes me think. Imagine, you know, we're already bringing the sub price down, you know, with the normalcy across different countries and things like that. But say, we brought this up before, say that we went to a world where even subscribers still had to see ads. But, you know, maybe that also potentially makes it where Twitch can drop the sub price even more because that ad revenue would increase so much. It'd be interesting to see.
That would be interesting to see if everybody was served. And I love the idea that Twitch is pitching for banner ads, right?
Yeah.
I love the idea of a banner ad because the major complaint I've always gotten from mid-roll ads, period, was mm-hmm. I'm going to miss the content. I'm going to miss what's happening. Oh, yeah, I don't want to get lost. Say, I don't want to miss that epic event. And when they tried that mid-roll ad where it pushed the viewer up into the corner and all that kind of stuff, caused an uproar, right? Awful, everybody was freaking out.
Awful.
And so I would say the banner ad, it literally shortens your window up a little bit. Boom, banner plays underneath, banner goes away, window comes back, no content missed. Yeah, you get maybe a tiny amount of your screen. The weird thing is, and this would be a question, I don't know, do ads play on Twitch Mobile?
I would assume so.
I honestly have
never really watched. I hate the app so much. I've never really watched a stream from my phone.
Okay, so I'm getting told from chat that ads do play from Twitch Mobile. So the question would be, is how does a banner ad work? Because a banner ad on a mobile device would be a big portion of real estate.
Yeah.
That would be something that would be interesting. And maybe mobile won't get banner ads. I don't know. I still think the majority of users are on mobile devices. The majority of viewers are on mobile devices.
Yeah.
So you are going to see situations where, you know, they need to find ways to retain that viewership without impacting it too much. So maybe a banner ad plays on the side instead of on the bottom, or, you know, they make some kind of, I don't know how that would all work. That's completely
different.
Somehow
get a little picture-in-picture to pop up or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But that's something. Yeah. That's something, again, I'm all in support of asking for more money. I'm all in support of content creators getting paid their fair share. It's a fair wage situation. Esports went through it, right? Lawyers, contracts,
very much so.
Stream teams, you know, all these groups. What was it? Was it FaZe? Was the big one that I'm thinking of? With the big contract with FaZe or something like that. The guy got in for and FaZe like took millions of dollars from him or so. I can't remember what it was, but with all that happening, right? It's time for the creators to come together, the streamers to come together and say, hey, this is what we think we should be worth, right? You know, we're going to unionize and do what we need to do, but
union.
Yeah, but don't take it too far, right? Like, don't be that union that becomes so unionized and so aggressive and so angry that you put half of the market out of business because now nobody can afford you.
Yeah, that's the scary thought for me with things like that is when it goes too far. And then it ruins it for everybody else. You're not wrong. And then it becomes so, we try to make this even across the board that it pushes people away from trying harder to make that extra, that extra profit line. So
it becomes a weird space, right? And again, Twitch is always its bottom line, right? We talked about, me and Nathan had a discussion on Monday about the number of non-affiliated channels, and there's one channel out there that is literally streaming hundreds. He's consuming hundreds of thousands of watch hours a month, and it's a non-affiliated channel. Yeah. So that's all at Twitch's expense. They're paying that bandwidth cost for all of those. They're just, it's absolutely ridiculous. And this dude's getting paid by sponsors. This dude's getting paid by a lot of other places, right?
Yeah. Like,
he's making money, but the channel itself is really responsible for, I don't want to say they're responsible for this big economic crisis, but that's the situation Twitch never intended the people to go that far without accepting affiliation or partnership, right? There was no like, okay, here's your threshold. If you want to go any further, then you have to sign up, right? And that would be really interesting, right? If there was like some kind of limitation, because like Facebook has a limitation. You're only allowed to stream in 720p.
Oh, if you're not partnered
if you're not a whatever it is, you're only allowed to stream in 720p, you only get this much, right? Because at the end of the day, we talk about emotes are fun. Yeah, they're fun. Emotes are cool. You know, bits are fun, right? Alerts are fun and special, you know, badges and things are fun. But ultimately, it's the creator that drives the content. It's the creator that brings the community. You don't have to have those things to grow. I mean, you don't, right? Most people do because they're available once you start growing, but you don't need them. So for those people who avoid it, how does Twitch?
Yeah, it really doesn't hinder their growth in any way, shape, or form if they're still proactively doing other things. So honestly, if you're not affiliated, you just get whatever your source you're feeding.
Yeah, it's maybe whatever
you get transcoding. If you get lucky,
you'll never get transcoding as a non-affiliate.
Oh, not affiliate. Sorry, yeah, I'm still thinking of the affiliate life.
Yeah, you'll never get transcoding. But I mean, it doesn't matter if you're.
Yeah, no, yeah. If you're just streaming it, whatever you decide to.
Yeah, if you want to stream it
1080.
Yeah, if you want to stream it 720, you know, 3500 or whatever, because you're doing just chatting and that's all you do.
Yeah.
Then more power to you, right? If that's all you do and it works, great. You don't need transcoding at that point, right? No more. You don't have to worry about it.
It would be interesting to see limits put on non-affiliate channels. Even if I'm not going to necessarily like hours streamed or things like that.
I mean, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars a month.
From one channel. The data alone for that kind of consumption just seems to be nuts to me.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of bandwith that
what are you doing, Twitch's point? What do you think? What's the solution here?
So there's gotta be some like, because again, any non-affiliated channel, Twitch is paying for, right? Twitch is paying for it out of pocket because they're hoping that in the future you will come and be partnered, right? Like we're like, hey, they want you to succeed. They want you to make money so that they can make money, right? That's totally the way that works. And there's probably an advertisement. There's probably an advertisement difference. Like partners probably make more ad revenue because the advertisements are probably worth more because they're partners, right? So there's all kinds of things there that Twitch, as much as people say Twitch doesn't make it discoverable, Twitch doesn't make it happen, Twitch doesn't care about us, Twitch wants you to be a partner. Twitch wants you to have a lot of viewers. Twitch wants you to make money because then they make money, right? Like that's just the way that goes. So if you're not even trying and you're just hanging out with your buddies, you know, and you're just doing like you're all in Discord and you're streaming through Twitch because you can get better bandwidth without having to pay for Discord Nitro.
Yeah,
you get better stream quality. Then Twitch should be like, hey, pay me, right? Like pay me to use my bandwidth.
I try when we sign up for a Twitch account. There's no additional things we're agreeing to before we go live for the first time, right?
No, you create your account and it's all built in there.
You create your account and then you can click go live. You can stream right away.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
It's one of those things it's one of those things that I think
it makes you think.
It wasn't a problem. Yeah, I don't want to say it wasn't I don't want to say it wasn't a problem because, you know, historically Twitch has never been a profitable business, right? Like they've never really had a ton of money. But they do, you know, they got close, right? They've been getting closer and closer and closer. Then the pandemic happened, everybody started streaming. Now they're pooping money out and handing it to everybody. Or they're paying everybody's bills. They're paying everybody's bills is what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd think that from the outside perspective, you know, their viewership is growing and the amount of people streaming on their platform is growing. That's awesome for them. They must be making so much more money. And it's like, nope, you know, it's bleeding that much faster. It's like opening up the wound more.
So what about something where you pay a monthly fee
to be able to stream?
It's $25 a month. Even if you are $25 a month, and then it just comes out of your revenue, at the end of the month. Because even think about it, even as an affiliate, Twitch is making some money. But if you're a beginning affiliate and you're only getting 10 subs a month, Twitch is still not paying for your cost, right? Or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, the majority of affiliates,
they get their cut from the subscriptions. But I mean, again, it's one of those where I feel like you ask that question and everybody making a decent amount more than $25 a month has no problem with it because it's going to be their hope that it weeds out all these smaller channels and hopefully gets more viewers their way. And then everybody who's not at that level is going to be like, that's not fair to us.
But why is that not fair? Why is that?
I mean,
why is that? Go to
that's here, what they're going to say.
Here's
you know?
going to be my statement.
I'm with you. I'm,
Here's gonna be my statement on that.
I'll pay $25 a month to stream.
I mean, I don't like it. You know me, I'm cheap. I don't like the idea either. But right, here's my logic on that, right? If you can't afford $25 a month, go to Discord and stream at 480p to your buddies. Go there and do that. Don't cost the platform money. Don't stream at the platform's expense.
Yeah.
Right? Like, don't make it harder for Twitch to do its job because you're sitting here bleeding it dry. Like, and don't come complain to me about it.
Yeah, right. We're going to get the pitchforks and torches after us, but
it's
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%, man. I want to see this platform succeed. I want to see Twitch make a lot of money because then that allows them to do a lot more for us. You know, again, because we do. We sit here, we demand, we ask for more, and, you know, they're trying to do the best they can while they're not able to make the money they need to really push themselves to that next level. So, yeah, I'm with you. I would pay, and all the people who don't want to, stream somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those weird things, because you're right. It would weed out. I think there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to complain, or there's this mentality. There's this weird mentality with streaming that I can make it rich for free, right? My parents bought me a gaming computer, and I can make it rich just playing video games and streaming to nobody, right?
Yeah.
And it's not true, right? It's not true. Yes, you can. Well, let me rephrase. Yes, you can. That is the American dream. Yes, you can. You can get rich for free. Yeah. But there's a big but there, right? It's not free. It's at the expense of somebody else until you have the opportunity to start earning revenue, right? It's at the expense of somebody else. Because
if it takes you
5 years to make it a partner, that's 5 years Twitch has been eating money on your behalf.
Imagine at the end of that, they just give you a bill when you get your partnership. By the way, congratulations, but you also owe us, you know, $25,000. Thank you for your time. No, and it's, you see it everywhere. God bless the people, but the ones who kick and scream and complain that they're not seeing that blow up in viewership and whatever it may be, because they expect it all to just be some easy success. And yeah, you can make it. You can make it big. You can go nuts. Like, it's, again, it's the American dream. But very rarely are people achieving the American dream without working their asses off. So if you're not working your ass off and doing everything you can to get yourself there, I don't want to hear a god dang word out of anybody why it's not happening to them. I really don't.
So I have to say that also with this, right? Like,
If you
want to start up a business. What's it going to, by the time you get a storefront, by the time you get, you know, we talked about this like 6 months ago or something like that, right?
The overhead.
Twitch is the cheapest. Streaming is like one of the cheapest businesses to get into. Content creation in general, like you could be a vlogger, you could be whatever you want, and it costs you your equipment, right? Yeah, you might have to pay $1,000 in equipment, but typically, you know, it's a very, very cheap business to get into. It's very easy to get a return on your investment in something like streaming. It's much harder to make a ton of money, but it's very easy to get a return on your investment. So I think that's why people do it. People get started.
Yeah.
People come in and they're like, hey, I've got a HP Envy laptop that my parents bought me for college. Can I come and play the game too? Here. Right? Sure. Yeah, you can. You can, sure. But I mean, at what cost?
Yeah.
So every time somebody goes... Every time somebody goes and starts to complain about not enough revenue split, right? Every time that happens, you just turn them around and say, hey, go look at all these people over here. Like, before you ask for more money, solve this problem.
Yeah. No. 100%. That's what it is, too. We nobody ever thinks about, you know, the cost of things. And it's just, why is more money not going in my pocket? When there's so many other factors to it all. So,
yeah, I could talk about this all day. We could get so distracted on this because this is one of those things. It's again, 3 months ago, I was all for it. I was like, Twitch is taking all the money.
Right?
Twitch is screwing us. We're done. And then I actually looked at the numbers and I'm like, holy crap, Twitch is dying. We need to find a way to keep it alive. And I've totally done a 180 on that. And I'm changing my mind about how and what Twitch needs to do to survive. But
yeah, I get infuriated by the freeloaders now, man. Let's move on to another topic before I break something.
Okay, well, this one's going to be better because it's going to be, you know, another terrible thing, and actually based around the title of my stream tonight is, you know, Twitch needs to do better. It's been a hot trending. It's been
talking about how much we need to get them money. Let's throw it back in their face. Do better, Twitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Earn that money.
Exactly. Yeah, earn that money. No, you're right. You're right. They do need to earn that money. So Twitch do better. It's Twitch do better is the hashtag trending on Twitter right now. And apparently in like the past 2 to 3 weeks, this has started to come, and it's rolling, and it's getting, and it's becoming a thing. There has been a huge influx in hate raids. Right?
Hate raids.
And I mean this in
disgusted that those two words have exactly. been put together.
Exactly. And I mean this in the purest sense. Like, I have seen a ton of clips on Twitter about this where, you know, African American content creators, members of the LGBTQIA+ community, right? Individuals who are what's the term that they're using? Marginalized content creators is the term that they're using today, that are being raided on. And I mean, like, I saw a clip, I mean, literally 10 minutes before going live, somebody posted a clip. It's already got like 20,000 views or something. And basically it was him clipping his stream where somebody raided him. And it was literally nonstop, like 20 minutes of people just copying and pasting the N-word as many times as they could.
Who are these content creators that are doing these raids? Are they bots?
It seems to be a bot system. It's as far as I can tell, it seems to be a bot system. You would think that if you were to ever see this, report that person, Twitch should be taking action immediately on something.
I was
going
to say,
if there was
any legitimate content creator leading a hate raid, they should instantly be banned from the platform. Right.
Oh, for sure.
potentially police charges or something. Like, that's terrible.
So Twitch made a response 5 hours ago on this, right? So this is, this is active. This is active, right? And at Twitch's response, we've seen a lot of conversation about botting, hate raids, and other forms of harassment targeting marginalized creators. You're asking us to do better, and we know we need to do more to address these issues. That includes an open and ongoing dialogue about creator safety.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to think, if it's a bot system, what do you do to prevent that?
So the only thing, here's what I'm going to say. Here's what I'm going to say. You know, guys, content creators, ladies, he, she, we, them. I'm trying to include everybody
frogs.
Here.
Don't forget the frogs.
Frogs. I'm trying to include everybody here because I don't mean to be a part of this problem, but I want to say, don't forget that you can ban words in your chat. Think of a word. If it's close to something, ban it in your chat. That is a Twitch feature. You can go into your Twitch settings, ban specific words from. You don't have to have a bot do it. You don't have to. It is literally a part of the Twitch system. You need to set up your offensive words list, and you need to have that filtered out, because otherwise this could be a problem at any time. It is Twitch's problem. Twitch needs to address it. But at the same time, you need to take the opportunity to protect yourself as best as you can to keep it from happening to you while they're trying to sort this out.
Yeah, and because as much as, especially us smaller streamers, we love to have an open community forum where you can get new people to drop by and be able to join in on conversation. I would hate to push follower-only mode on smaller channels, or, you know, even far be it, subscriber only, where then you really limit the amount of people that can come in and join in on the fun, good, healthy conversations that are taking place. So definitely, like you said, take advantage of that blacklist that you have.
And care of things. And another thing, I mean, like, if you have AutoMod on, right, to some level, it's going to catch 99% of, like, I have AutoMod on the highest level on my channel, and I have to approve words on a word by word basis, and then they get added to my approved words list, right? So you need to make sure that you're doing something to protect yourself. Now, Twitch did say they're implementing some kind of channel level. It says they're calling it a channel level ban evasion detection. I don't know what that means.
Whoa.
It means, like, if you ban a user, it's got something where if you ban a user, because right now, if you ban a user, they can log in, they can log out, log in as another user, and come right back, right? They can do this. They're trying to implement something to where they can, like, at the channel level, ban a IP or something.
Like hardware ban?
Yeah, almost, but it's hard to do that at a channel level because you don't want to block them from the whole site, right? You know, because there's some situations where you don't want that. So
or do you?
I mean,
you know, if
the band was bad
joining
enough,
in this type of
but at that problem, anybody could go see something and just be like, oh, I want to ban this person, and they get banned from the site, right? It's kind of a weird, you know, a weird metric to do that, but you know, it's something that they're working on. And if they can get there, maybe that helps. But again, they just go create another account. Or they just do, you know, they do it on another channel later. Oh, I'm banned from that channel. Let's go find someone else to troll and have fun with.
No, And this, too, it's also, and again, this isn't, I'm not calling out mods here, but this is a moment, too, where the good mods really stand out. Because, at the end of the day, we always, you know, good channels have great mods. And you guys all who are out there need to pat yourselves on the back. Because you'll never hear about these problems from channels like that, because they're very active on not allowing any of this type of behavior to go on. So if you have good mods, you know, take care of them, make sure they're getting the respect they deserve. And, you know, we all want to pay you as much as we can someday. So just keep that in mind.
it's something that, you know, it's sad. It's sad that we have to talk about it. Right.
Yeah. Like it's sad that we say that a lot with some of the topics here. How it's just you get disgusted with humanity too often, and this is just another scenario. You just shake your head at, and it's like, why?
Now,
like, why are we talking about this? Why do we have to be talking about this?
But, now, follow botting, I get, right? Like, that's one of those things that it's bad, but is it really bad? Does it really hurt? Does it, you know? Follow botting is a weird number, a weird metric thing. I've never heard anybody that got follow botted have
like
anything
banned. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like have anything actually bad happen to them. I've heard of people. No. I've heard a lot of rumors where people have said that being follow botted could hurt future sponsorships or, you know, abilities later on because it looks like you faked your way to fame. But at the same time, I mean, their follows. Like, I don't think anybody's gotten, I mean, the only thing that I think is follower related is the Epic creator code.
Yeah.
But even then, doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt Epic at all. That's just given you the ability to make revenue off of it. That doesn't hurt Epic, right? At that point.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that Epic gives it out to everybody who has 1,000 followers on Twitch because, hey, it's a way to get people to spend money because they're going to use your code.
Yeah, and if you follow botted to get those 1,000 followers, it just means no one's going to use your code, so it doesn't hurt Epic at all.
Like, exactly. So that's what I was kind of trying to figure that out. You know, how that works, how follow botting is. I've never heard of anybody that like went to Respawn or went to Logitech or went to any of these, you know, any of these companies, you know, Elgato or whatever, was like, oh, I'm going to fill out a partnership application. Elgato goes back and says, oh, no, you got follow botted for 1,800 people in one night. You definitely did that to yourself. Yeah. You definitely wanted those 1,800 followers you wanted to pay $500 to get 1,800 followers way back then. Yeah, we're not going to sign your contract that way. I don't see how that's a thing. Like, I don't see how that is so bad. Is it stupid? Yeah, it's stupid, but
100%.
Go ahead.
But if you can track like the consistent growth before and after the follow bot, which usually gets corrected pretty quickly these days. Yeah, I'm with you. Like I've never understood why follow botting is like, ooh, we got them. Like what are you doing? Like if anything, view botting I feel like would be a bit more, I guess, somehow a bad mark on your account if, you know, all of a sudden you say you use that and you get to partner level because you've been, you know, view botted for a month straight with 75 viewers. Like that to me is much more of a problem than, I woke up and I have 1,000,000 followers more. Like, you know, it's, oh, well, like, what does that really do for you at the end of the day?
Now, how does this would be interesting. Like, what will, because hate raids are coming into a whole new thing, right?
I hate the term.
Yeah, so do I. But how does this go back to, like swatting? Remember how swatting was such a big thing last year?
Yeah, it's
and it's still happening today. Who got swatted the other day? Somebody, Locos, whatever his name is.
Okay, and I know Aiden Ross did a couple weeks or a month back. That is still probably like the worst of the worst that you can do because you're sending armed officials to somebody's house that, you know, it's somebody could get shot and killed because an altercation goes down that shouldn't. Like, that's
that's like awful. Super serious.
You're putting
stuff,
people's
yeah.
lives in danger.
So now, again, this is one of those weird things, because swatting is a weird one because you don't even have to have interaction in chat.
No,
right? You don't even have to. You don't even have to do anything to initiate that. As long as you can figure out that person's address or figure out that person's name and go snoop through them, all this other kind of stuff, right? You could theoretically do that. And so it's kind of a weird, you know, a weird place to be in that situation. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm always a little nervous about that. And I totally understand why some of these large creators, right, these big people that have not questionable communities. I don't want to say questionable communities, but...
No, but yeah, they're edgier with their content. You know, they walk the line a bit more. I know what you're saying.
How it could be, you know, or even...
More controversial,
even,
I guess.
Yeah, not even controversial. Like, because honestly, I know Tim lives in Florida somewhere. I know he's up in the panhandle, but I have no idea where, right? Like,
Nick Merckx is down here too.
Right. Like, I'm saying, like...
We're coming for you. Yeah. I'm kidding. That's not a true statement.
But I'm saying, like...
Have a beer.
But. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, they are... You know, in these places, right? And they're, but nobody can figure out where they're at, right? P.O. box everything, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? Like, set it up to where people don't learn your physical address. Once you get to a point to where you don't get to know people in your community, you know, once your community gets big enough that you don't know everybody, then you have to have some level of protection. You have to have some way to wipe the slate clean.
For sure. No, yeah, 100%. It's one of those things that you don't really like. You don't want to have to think about it, but you know, it's when you get to that level, you need to make sure you do. Otherwise, because we live in this world. It's stuff we shouldn't ever have to think about. You shouldn't have to be successful and worry about, like, oh man, I wonder if somebody's out to get me. But you know, in a world like this, unfortunately, we have to, and it's stupid.
There was the YouTuber that recently had a fan find his address and came to his house, and like, he showed up to his door with a gun or something like that. Gosh, I wish I knew
Jesus
the guy's name.
Christ.
No. The YouTuber did. Like, some unknown person was trying to get into his house, and he was like, you better get off my property, blah, blah, blah. And the guy wouldn't leave.
Okay.
And the YouTuber went to the door with a gun. And I mean, he got not in trouble per se, because I mean, I think he was within his rights wherever he was at in his state. The gun was legal, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, it was one of those situations where, like, it was a big uproar because this guy had a gun when he came to the door, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that guy was defending himself, man. People are crazy.
Yeah,
people be crazy.
Yes. For sure. Especially, again, if, you know, if they are, like, they're in the situation where they're aware of the level of fame they're at, you know, that's something that could happen, you know?
Yeah.
You get those crazed fans one way or another.
It's something that, so again, Twitch, we need to find a resolution. We need to do something. We need to solve the issue, whether it be like, you know, Twitch is big on this. Twitch is on a big ride right now with inclusion and anti-hate, anti-bullying, etc. Make it a platform-wide decision that slurs are unacceptable and they're just banned, period. Make a banned words list on the platform.
Yeah.
Do it. Like, make
it
happen.
I kind of did that with some of the stuff there, the simp and other things back then.
So, but that was a, like,
I know that, yeah, they still allow it satirically and talking about it and stuff like that. So it was one of those, like, don't use these words in a bad way.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I agree. I'd be okay with a banned word list platform-wide. Again, though, it's one of those things. People are always going to figure a way around things.
They're going to type them funny. They're going to find exclusions. It's like,
yeah, they're going to use ASCII art to somehow write stuff up. And it's
sure. But at least it's a step.
It's horrible.
It's a step in the right direction, and it's the most that I think a platform can do to do what they can do. Right? It's the same thing with, you know,
it's
banned
start,
usernames.
Right?
It's the same thing with banned usernames for games.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
yeah,
you do the best you can. You set up everything you can. If you find somebody that creates a loophole in the next patch, you try to fill that loophole up, right? You try to plug the hole and, you know, move along. But you're never going to get it 100%, and people need to understand that. It's not always going to work, but it would make it fit as best they could, right? And cover as much as they can.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, you know, because it seems like the message here today is we want Twitch to make more money, but they have to do better to earn it, right?
There you go. That's exactly, that is a great way to close out. That is a great way. Twitch, we want you guys to survive. I want Twitch to win. I love Twitch. I actually 100%. Really enjoy this platform. I do. I don't so want to go anywhere else. I don't want Twitch to fold. I don't want to do anything else. So you just got to do better to keep us here.
That's it.
That's what it is.
Simple. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
Oh. Could rant about this forever.
I know. I know. But unfortunately,
yeah, right.
You know, the time comes nigh. Time. The time comes nigh. Yes.
Nice.
The time comes nigh. Until next week, we will discuss some more. In the back burner, we do have more information on account suspensions. I want to get a little more information on that. I did have it on the docket. And yeah. Twitch banning yeah. links and referral codes to gambling sites. That's something we can cover next week. I'm going to keep it on the list because it's going to be a weird one. Because I think the same thing that the hot tub streamers did is just going to get a loophole around. But we'll talk about that
As it always does.
Another time. Yes. Hop, do you have anything else tonight that we need to?
I mean, just as always, we like to thank all the lovely people out there who support us in every facet that they find possible. And if you're giving a little bit to Twitch along the way too, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you guys as well. We love y'all. Appreciate you tuning in. Till next week.
Till next week, what?
Just till next week, man.
Till next week. Have a good night.
Till next week. Yeah.
We love you.
Till next week. Love you.